So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I am wanting to speak to you today about something that came up on a previous podcast and got an interesting reflection. Azri and I did a podcast and we were speaking to each other and we were talking about this idea of what is meant for us. And that's in a generalized way, meaning, yeah, what is meant for you, you cannot miss. It's this thing that we've lived by. What is meant for you, you cannot miss. And we got into this discussion because I do, on many levels, believe that. And there's this part of me that is very much in the examination phase of everything that I believe and just living moment to moment. And we got into this discussion about, okay, well, what does that mean? If it's meant for you, does that mean fate? But if it means fate, then where does, you know, the idea of being the true creator of your reality, where does that come in? And knowing that all potentials exist. If all potentials exist, well, does God, does consciousness actually have a preference of one potential over another? Aren't all equally valid? And therefore, if it's all equally valid, is it simply just a matter of what we want to create? And if we want to create from the infinite potential, then how is anything meant for us other than what we want? And so we got into this and it was probably 15 minutes and people got an opportunity to see the depths of where I go and how deeply I go into analysis of things like this and discussing it with Azria. And it's funny because in that podcast, you can hear where she gets to a point where she's like, okay, like, I'm going to move on. And I bring it back maybe a number of times. I don't remember. And someone said to her later, she's like, wow, I'm really blown away at like how intense Adam gets in his analysis of things, like how long he can just continue to go down a particular rabbit hole of evaluation and analysis. And we were in conversation last night with some friends and a similar thing, the similar question where I was asking someone about their belief structures around the nature of reality. And that sounds so crazy, right? But that's the kind of conversations that I enjoy and love having with brilliant minds. And I ask them, you know, what is your belief structure around this or around that? Because I want to explore it and expand myself. And it was a similar thing where I kept asking and then there were new information. So I'd return and ask and we'd go down these rabbit holes. And usually what I'll see in my experience is I'll see people grow somewhat tired of the conversation. Not everyone. So me and my friend who are the main participants of this conversation continuing to go down it. And funny because the two of us were male, and then there were a number of females that were peripheral participants in the conversation. And it was interesting to observe the energy of what felt like, at least, them wanting the conversation to be over and agree to disagree, or one of the most common ones, and this is Azria who said it, but going into a space of, yeah, we're saying the same thing. Yep. Nope. We're pretty much saying the same thing, just in different ways and wanting it to be over. And this is when I got that reflection of how I can like really go into things for well beyond where other people will go into it. And when I reflected on that in that moment, I said, you know, my truth around this is I feel like oftentimes, as long as the conversations aren't circular, okay, this is important because a lot of times what happens, and we've all been in these conversations where you're discussing with someone and you're talking with someone about something, and then eventually it just comes back to the kind of like the same thing, and then you go down and then you're at the same place. And that often happens when it's a when it's an emotional reasoning that doesn't really have logic at its basis, because logic is linear. Logic is a linear progression of ideas. And so you can go from, oh, if you believe this, then this would be true, and then this would be true there. For anyone who's taken philosophy in you know, college, you have philosophical proofs, which are logical proofs of philosophical ideas. And those logical proofs are linear. If A is true and B is true, and then they are not, you know, then you can follow them. Say, okay, well, then I'm going to build upon A and B, and then make derive a C from A and B. And I love logical thinking. I love linear thinking. There's a puzzle to it. And especially when it comes to esoteric philosophical concepts, being able to place those concepts into a logical linear understanding is like being an architect and seeing the structures of a building. It gets me going. I love it. It's like getting to see the insides of a human mind, what they believe, why they believe it, how those belief structures are constructed. It's fascinating to me. And I feel like each layer that I go down, there's a, it's like going through school. So it's like, okay, we're at grade one, and then grade two, and then grade three, and four, and five. And then we get to all the way down, we can get into like a PhD level of understanding. But for a lot of people, they get to level one, two, three, and then they stop. They stop, and they are willing to say, well, I just don't know. Or they're willing to say, yeah, we just disagree. Or, yeah, I think we're saying the same thing, but just let it go. And the reason why I will hang on to that and go deeper and deeper into that for so long is because I feel like at each level, as long as it's progressing linearly and not just circling back on itself, as long as there's still a progression forward, I feel like the depths of learning that are available to me are so much greater as we go along. Because as we've discussed five different aspects of it, when we're on the sixth one, we're on the sixth grade or whatever, it's a more complex, nuanced understanding. And therefore, what my brain is observing and seeing is more complex. It's not taking away from anything that's already existing. It's adding more complexity, like sacred geometry building on itself into beautiful shapes. And so I'd never thought about it before, why I do that. And then when I, you guys can listen, I think it's the last podcast that Azri and I did, you'll hear it. You'll hear me get an intensity to how I dive into the subject. And it's not where I think people, because sometimes people can get triggered by it. And I think that one of the reasons is because intensity of like, I don't want to let this go, so often is perceived as a right and a wrong. It's like someone's trying to convince me of someone. Someone's trying to prove that they're right. Someone's trying to make me wrong. When there's another way of doing it. For me, the conversation itself, the exploration itself, is the value. Because when you're talking about these esoteric concepts, there's no one knows. There's no empirical, it's all true and it's all not true. It's a giant paradox. That's what life is. And so there's no There's no convincing anyone of anything. And yet through the exploration, we can get deeper understandings of even our own beliefs. Think about that for a moment. When you're going into discussions like this, when you're going into what I call debates, when I call them debates, it's not because it's an argument. It's not because I need someone else, but just it's a type of exploration where it's your point and then my counterpoints and back and forth as we describe that. Start going into those. See if you can start going into those sorts of things from the lens of I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. I'm trying to get a deeper understanding of my own beliefs. I love challenging someone else's beliefs and having them challenge mine because it forces me to think about why I believe what I believe. It allows me to see why other people might believe what they believe. And if you go into it through the lens of your own expansion, not the I'm expanded already and I'm going to stay here and I want to expand them. If you go into it from a lens of what's available in my learning here, well, so much can change. You become so much more malleable. You expand so much faster when you're malleable and you don't have these hard edges of this is who I am, what I believe in my identity. Because while that might be a source of strength for some people, recognize that it's also keeping them the same. The flexibility of beliefs allows for quicker expansion. And that means, by the way, like I have beliefs. There are things that I believe. There's a way that I choose to build my belief structures to live my life. And I'm unattached to basically all of them. I'm unattached to them. If something comes along and flips my world upside down, I may believe something different tomorrow than I believe today. And that's okay. And by the way, I used to be the person who that would drive nuts. I'd punch myself in the face right now. But I've just had enough experiences of having my entire worldview shift in an instant where it would be silly for me to think that what I believe now is the absolute truth and will always be my belief structures. And so I encourage you to go one step further. When normally you would stop your exploration of your beliefs or someone else's beliefs, if you're doing it through the lens of I want to understand myself more deeply, not trying to convince someone of something else, because now you're just going to get into an argument. But if you want to understand yourself more deeply, I encourage you to just go one step further than you normally go. Entertain the idea for a few minutes longer than you normally would and see what's available to you on the other side of that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to take the deep dive in your own life. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.